بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد All praise is due to Allah, the Master of the worlds. Peace and salutations, durood and salawat be upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in great abundance forever and ever. In an unconventional style, I shall start off today's talk with a real life incident that occurred in India. A non-Muslim who reverted to Islam says that he got married in 1984 and until 1994 he had no children. He and his wife were desirous of children, but unfortunately they were not blessed. One day one faqir, one beggar came to the door, knocked and asked for food. So his wife prepared some fresh food and presented it to him. The faqir, after eating on the otlo, they say, baz logo ko rotla dena, otla na dena. Otlo means a veranda, rotlo means a roti. That some people, you give them the otlo, you don't give them, you give them the rotlo, you don't give them the otlo. Don't let them come near your house. They must stay outside. But they come in and they'll create friction between the family members, etc., etc. So she gave him the rotlo on the otlo, on the veranda. After eating, he asked her, Ma, you don't have any children? She says, no, I don't, I've got no children. Pray for me. Make dua for me. So he made dua for her, and that year she fell pregnant and she was expecting a child. On the date of the delivery, they were not aware that an anima lady who was only giving birth to girls, and her husband, a pious, apparently pious man with a big beard, kurta, a businessman, had made arrangements with the doctor on duty that if my wife gives birth to a girl, then swap with any other male child born on that day. And 2 hours after that female child of that alima lady was born, this lady who had no children for 10 years, delivered a male child. The doctor, for the bribery that he had taken, swapped the child. But man does not think of consequences. And few years down the line, the Muslim family had the Hindu couple's child, and the Hindu family had the Muslim couple's child, the alima's child. But the staff nurse had a problem and she burst the bubble. She informed and made it public that this doctor who has done this in the past is not a sincere doctor. So the Muslims of that locality went to this alima and said, this is the story. She said, no, they're just trying to blame us, etc., etc. She did not accept. The Muslim girl is living with the Hindus and the Hindu child, boy, is living with the Muslims. A doctor living in the same town as that Hindu couple who is bringing up that Muslim girl as a Hindu, he learnt of this. He came to speak to this father of this Muslim girl that this is a Muslim child. So he said, no, I got a child after 10, a boy or girl, I'm not worried. I got a child, I can't separate from this child. I love my child. This is my child. The doctor delivered this child and it is my child. So when the child came of school going age, that Muslim doctor had a daughter of a similar age. He told her to become friends with this girl and influence her to become a Muslim. So at least that Muslim child grows up as a Muslim. In this way, that child became inclined towards Islam. And she liked the sunnah, she liked the deen, and she became a Muslim. They then planned to take her to a madrasa, girl's madrasa, and admit her. This girl, the doctor's daughter, and her father's brother, her paternal uncle, made arrangements and took them away, took this Bushra away to study in the girl's madrasa. She was happy and she went, but without the parents' consent. The doctor and his wife came to know immediately. They laid charges, and Bushra's friend, the doctor's daughter, doctor and doctor's brother were arrested. Doctor's father was living, a very elderly person. He and one of the Bushra's stepfather, with whom she was growing up, that Hindu, they came and they cried in front of Bushra's stepfather. Seeing this old man's tears, he felt sorry, withdrew the charges, and they carried on. Now they do not know how to take this girl out, a Muslim girl living in a Hindu environment, to take out. So they made mashwara with Maulana Kaleem Sahib, Siddiqui of Phulat, near Muzaffar Nagar in India, in the Uttar Pradesh province. Maulana said, rather than making effort only on the girl, make effort on the parents. So Dr. Saab went for a camp, a Dawat camp, where they teach how to give Dawat to non-Muslims. And here he learned a bit of Dawat, but he requested Maulana to give him an experienced Da'i who will come and give Dawat to Bushra's stepfather, who is now looking after Bushra. An Assami doctor was sent with him, and they went to meet Bushra's stepfather, who was also a doctor. As soon as he saw Bushra's father and this new man coming in, he says, I am not willing to separate from my daughter. This is my child. Under no circumstances am I willing to separate from her. And you all may leave. So that Assami doctor said, are you sure you do not want to separate from Bushra? He mentioned her name, what they used to call her, the Hindu name. Says, I am 100% sure, under no circumstances will I allow her to be taken away from me and my wife. So he says, well, that is what I came to talk to you about. See, she is a Muslim and you are a Hindu. She is going to go to Jannah, you are going to go to Jahannam. You all will be separated forever and ever. But if you become a Muslim, you will go with her to Jannah and you all will be together. And he explained about Islam, etc. But immediately he said, okay, I understand. Come tonight and we will talk to my wife also. At night when they went, they spoke to the wife. Every time the wife was softening, Bushra's stepfather, the doctor, used to say, create some objection. And his wife said, no, listen to them, give them a hearing. And she was softening until she said, no, I'm willing to accept Islam. Islam seems to be the right religion. In this way, the father, the mother, and Bushra all accepted Islam again publicly. Now they are worried about this. Their son, who is living with that Muslim Alima, Alima is a female of an Alim, a Maulvi, she must be a Maulviya, and they trying to contact her to say that, what is the situation with our son? Is he leading a life of a Muslim? The mother one day phoned, the boy managed to get his phone number and phoned him, and she told him, I've become a Muslim. So he says, where are you going backwards? Now is the time to go to the moon and you are becoming a Muslim. The Maulana, the Maulviya, admitted the child into St. Mary's Christian school and he was growing up as a Christian. So they are worried now that their child is growing up as a Christian and they making fikr that how can this child become a Muslim again? And he is discouraging them from becoming Muslim. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests man, that in this world we have situations where our iman is tested, and it is our duty to be having this fikr and concern for the entire mankind, how they can come close to deen. Like how this doctor was worried about his son living with the Muslims but growing up as a Christian, and how they themselves became Muslims, and the daughter that was from the Muslim home was living as a Hindu became a Muslim, and the mother and father who were bringing her up also began to live as Muslims. This should be our concern also, that how Muslims can begin to lead lives as Muslims. In our society also, there are numerous cases where when the crunch comes, where there is a test, then we begin to behave as non-Muslims would behave. How many times we hear of instances where a man is on the verge of buying a property and he goes and makes mashwara with his friend, and before he knows it, his friend has bought the property, or his friend has told his brother who has bought the property, and what mashwara he went to make, he was given a wrong mashwara and somebody else has bought the property. These are tests to test our iman. So respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, قَالَ فَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْءٌ وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ أُفٍّ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. This is a verse from Surah Anbiya in the 21st para. It links up with the story of Hazrat Ibrahim a.s. And these are the words of Hazrat Ibrahim a.s. where he questions his people that why are they worshipping idols which do not benefit or harm them. After Hazrat Ibrahim a.s. had broken the idols that his father and his people were worshipping, his community were worshipping, فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُزَادًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ. He had broken them into pieces and hung their axe on the largest idol. And when they questioned him, he said, قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا. Did it whoever did it? Don't worry about who did it. When they asked him, قَالُوا أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Oh Ibrahim, did you do this to our idols? It's قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَ. Whoever did it, did it. جِسْنَا كِيَا وُسْنَا كِيَا وُسْكِ فِكْرْ مَتْ كَرُو. بَلْ قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا. The big idol is this. فَاسْأَلُوهُ مِنْ كَانُوا يَنْتِقُونَ. Ask him, ask the big idol. If he can speak, then he will tell you. So they turned on and said that they are themselves the zalimun because they know that the idols cannot speak. And then they lowered their heads in shame and they said, oh Ibrahim, you know that these idols cannot talk. So at that juncture he said, أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْءٌ وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ. That do you worship that which neither benefits you nor harms you? The idol can neither benefit nor harm. If it cannot speak, then it cannot benefit you or harm. The purpose of that story was that from this incident of Hazrat Ibrahim a.s., we understand that Dawat is given straightforward. Dawat is given directly. That Hazrat Ibrahim a.s. also proved the uselessness of the idols. Because if the idol cannot talk, then it cannot benefit or harm, because an easy ability like speaking, the idols do not have. So how will it even cause one benefit or harm, which are things that are created? So in the same way that doctor from Assam came and gave Bushra's stepfather Dawat in a direct manner, that Jannat and Jahannam, these are clear. The believer is going to go to Jannat without having any inferiority complex. In the same way, this is what our responsibility also is. That we should be looking at how we can give Dawat to our Muslim brothers who are far from deen, and Dawat to our non-Muslim brothers also, so that they can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is very famous, we hear of the Yahudi boy that was very sick and did not come to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a day or two, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit him, and when he offered him the kalima and he recited the kalima, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overjoyed. And the sahaba questioned, Ya Rasulullah, you're very happy. He says, one more person has been saved by means of me from the fire of Jahannam. Today we need to ask ourselves, how many people do we not interact with? How often have we invited them towards Islam? One youngster in our school, we had a temporary teacher who used to come and teach at our school physics every afternoon after he finished off at the state school, he used to come to our school. He says, I like this teacher, he's a very good teacher, I want to give him Dawat. So I said, gee, take this book and go give him Dawat. He went right outside the door and he came back, I couldn't manage going in, I don't know why. So we need to develop this ability within us and within our children, that they can give Dawat to others. Respected elders and brothers, I am here today for one specific purpose, and that is that inshallah on the 19th, 20th, 21st and 22nd of April, in Escott, the town from which I come, I'm originally from Durban, and from this Overport area, from Waterfall Road, number 66, Waterfall Road. That is my original home. And I have come back home to invite my brothers to help us to give dawah to the entire KwaZulu-Natal. Inshallah, Mufti Yusuf Sahib will be taking our Jamaat also, 3 days Jamaat. And I encourage all the brothers here to join him and assist him to go to the various homes of Overport and also the surrounding towns, inviting our Muslim brothers to come to the Ijtima, so that we do not become alims and alimas and then forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The effort is to remind ourselves and conscientize ourselves, make ourselves consciously all the time aware of the greatness of Allah, that we have to fulfill His commandments and not subject ourselves to our own nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the tawfiq. The 19th of April is a Friday. The Ijtima does not start from Jummah, but it starts from Maghrib. So from Maghrib on Friday until Monday after breakfast will be the dua, and inshallah thereafter, the Monday will be a holiday, is a holiday, so we can then proceed home from there.